This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hey there, Naima B. Robert here, award-winning author, editor, and coach to women like you who have an idea and want to make it into a book. So in today's video, I will be talking about the strategy of reframing. And for my writers out there who are in a current state of flux or uncertainty, this is your superpower. The human being's ability to reframe is an amazing gift, and I want to invite you to use it right now if you have found that the current fear and uncertainty has made you kind of, you know, lose sight of your dream, lose track with your plans to get your book out in 2020. So reframing is very simple. All that it means is that we understand that a situation can be viewed in various ways. So for example, at the moment, the frame that you're seeing is of me in my scarf, in my niqab, with the background of a bookshelf. But if I choose a different frame, for example, this frame, which is not a great frame at all, you can't see me anymore. You can't see me, you can't see what I look like, you can't see where I'm sitting. But the interesting thing is, I'm still here. Does that make sense? If I change the way that I look at a situation, I can change the way I feel about a situation. So if I use the frame, if we decide to play a game and we decide to use the frame of inconvenience to look at the current situation, I'm sure that you could spot 10, 20, 30 examples of things that are inconvenient right now. In fact, don't take me too literally. Don't go too far down that rabbit hole. Let's come back. Let's change the frame, because inconvenience is a frame that could really take us off right now, okay? Let's take the frame of opportunity, and let's focus on ourselves as writers. What could be great about this time of lockdown, of self-isolation, of kind of really being much, much more homebound than ever? What could be great about that for us as writers? Well, more time, potentially. More time to think, more time to write, more time to commit. Some of our most famous writers wrote their masterpieces in isolation, because that is a time when you have some quiet time. You have time to think. You have time to put in the work. You have time to do this, right? When you're not kind of competing with, you know, tens of other activities out there, you know, friends calling you out, family needing you to come here, to go there, shopping trips, 3, 4, 5 shopping trips, you know, the school run, all this kind of thing. So reframe using the frame of opportunity. Could it be possible that this time, this downtime that we've been given, is the best thing that could ever have happened to you with regards to your book? Could you be one of those people who actually uses this time not to contract in fear, not to zone out and just take on loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of weight from snacking and watching Netflix all day, but actually produces something amazing and comes out on the other end of this crisis, of this lockdown, with her book in her hand? Could that be you? And if not, why not? So my first call to you is to reframe this situation. Reframe everything about your situation right now. Why is this actually the perfect time for you to write this book? We have a group of women that we're working with on a special lockdown book experiment. It's a case study program, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. So if it sounds like you would enjoy working with a group of experts who can help you to get clarity on your book, get clarity on your market, create your outline, decide on your structure, and actually write this book all the way to your editing point, then get in touch. Respond to this email, comment below with committed, and let's have a chat to see if it's a fit. Look out for my next video coming very soon, when I will share more of my strategies for those of us who want to write and want to make an impact on the world, want to leave a legacy, how we can make the most of this time right now to stand up and show up. I'll see you soon.